From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States has imposed new sanctions related to Iran's ballistic missile program, according to the U.S. Treasury Department announcement Sunday, hours after confirmation that several Americans held captive in Iran were released and en route to Europe. Today, President Obama spoke on those sanctions.
We still have sanctions on Iran for its violations of human rights, for its support of terrorism, and for its ballistic missile program, and we will continue to enforce these sanctions vigorously.
The U.S. will sanction five Iranian nationals and a network of companies based in the United Arab Emirates and China amid allegations they have supported Iran's ballistic missile program. The Obama administration has for months publicly hedged on a response to two ballistic missile tests by Tehran in late 2015 that violated U.N. Security Council resolutions. Israel's prime minister, meanwhile, has condemned the lifting of crippling international sanctions on Iran following the U.N. Nuclear Agency's certification that Tehran is curbing its nuclear program. Robert Berger reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that despite the agreement with the world powers, Iran has not given up its quest for nuclear weapons. Netanyahu told his cabinet, lifting sanctions will provide Iran with more resources to undermine stability in the Middle East and spread terrorism around the world. He called on the international community to closely monitor Iran's nuclear facilities and reimpose sanctions.
VOA News. Israel's, meanwhile, a plane carrying several Americans freed by Iran as part of a prisoner swap with the United States has taken off from Tehran. Among those en route to Switzerland are Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, the former U.S. Marine Amir Mirzai Hekmati, and Christian pastor Saeed Abedini. The men will then head to a U.S. military hospital in Germany for medical treatment. The release of four American prisoners was announced Saturday, just hours before the Iranian and Western diplomats in Vienna announced implementation of a nuclear pact between Western powers and Iran. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 people and wounded 14. A spokesman for the Nangarhar provincial government said the bomber detonated his device Sunday morning in Jalalabad at a residential compound of Abdullah Shinwari. He's a prominent member of Nangarhar's provincial capital. He escaped unharmed. Local media say the explosion happened during a gathering of tribal elders who had gone to the residence to welcome Shinwari's brother, who had been held by the Taliban for 9 months. A monitoring group says at least 400 civilians have been kidnapped by Islamic State militants during an attack Saturday in the eastern city of Deir al-Zour. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says women, children, and family members of pro-government fighters were among those captured. The soldier said at least 135 people were killed in fighting. However, the state-run Sana News Agency says at least 300 people were killed. The reports, however, cannot be independently verified. South Sudan's unity government is in doubt after former Vice President Riek Machar recalled the leadership of his team negotiating with South Sudan's President Salva Kiir. Machar has accused Kiir of sabotaging the implementation of an agreement signed last August by establishing 28 new states in South Sudan. Both groups are opposed to form a transitional unity government with a total of 30 ministries. Representatives of both sides are deadlocked on negotiations about the states established by the government. Indonesian officials say four civilians were killed and four militants died in last week's terrorist attack in Jakarta. Officials said Sunday a bank employee has died of his wounds sustained in Thursday's attack by Islamic militants using bombs, grenades, and guns against police and other targets. Indonesian National Police Chief said 12 people connected to the Jakarta attacks were arrested Saturday in raids across the nation. Burkina Faso has declared 3 days of national mourning after the attack on a luxury hotel and a nearby cafe in the capital that killed at least 29 people from 18 countries. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.